Don't be a skinny bitch. Hello and welcome back to the Jake Bowler podcast, where I talk about all things health, fitness, and mindset related. Thank you for tuning into the podcast. I really do appreciate it. I'm so humbled and so grateful that I'm able to do this, give you all this information, and I'm so grateful that you're all here listening, taking it all in, absorbing the information, and actually going out and using it. In this week's podcast, I'm going to go through a few training principles that I use to help maximize our sets, maximize our potential for muscle growth, and just take our sets to the absolute limit so that we can push our bodies to become better in the next session. I'll also tell you how they're used, when to use them, why we use them, and then the purpose of incorporating them into your workouts. This week, we have a very special and very powerful quote that I absolutely love. I'm sure those that follow me, I'm hoping that you follow Seabum or Chris Bumstead, because it's a great quote from him. Really simple, but I think I love it. If you don't know who he is, Chris Bumstead, he's a three-time Classic Physique Mr. Olympia champion. Probably going to be the four-time this year, fingers crossed. But the quote is really simple. Don't be a skinny bitch. That is all. Wise words to live by. Now, jumping right into it, there are essentially five training principles or training techniques that we can use to take our training to that next level. You know, push ourselves past failure and get the most out of every single session, get the most out of every single muscle, and really push each set to failure without actually hurting ourselves. So the five are rest pause sets, drop sets, half and quarter reps. Don't worry, we'll go into that after. People might be going, holy shit, half reps, quarter reps, that's just stupid. There's a time and place for them, honestly. Triple drop sets and double drop sets, or other way around, whatever. And back off sets. Essentially, all of these five principles can be used throughout a workout, but you shouldn't be doing all of them or doing a lot of these with every single movement that you do. Because honestly, if you don't use these with caution, you can end up overtraining, minimizing how much rest you get, and increasing your chance of injury. So let's go through all five of these principles really quickly, give you as much information as I can in a short period of time. That way you're not sitting here listening to me talk for too long. So first one, we have rest pause sets. Essentially what this means is at the end of your last set, not doing these in the first, second set, only usually like the third or fourth set on that last one that you're doing, what we're going to actually do is let's say the goal is 10 to 12 reps, and on that last third set you hit 10 reps, perfect. Rest for about 10 to 15 deep breaths, like just take not 10 to 15 seconds, and do deep breaths, get your breath back, and then straight back into it again. Same weight, same position, whatever you were in, and just trying to push out as go to failure on that last set after a 10 to 15 sort of deep breath rest. That's just a rest pause set. And you can, if you want to, you can do multiple of these. The more of these you compile on top of each other, the less reps you're gonna get. But it's a really great way to just to sort of push out one, two, three, maybe four extra reps at the end of a set. Most of the time, I would do rest pause sets at the end of any machine exercise or any smaller muscle groups. I don't recommend doing these after things like squats, heavy dumbbell presses, and probably like a bench press or deadlifts. Usually saving these for more like a hack squat or an incline machine press, or even cable flies, for example. Next, we've got a simple drop set, which most of us, I'm sure, are aware of and know how it works. Usually, on the last set, you can do sometimes, depending on the muscle group and the goal of your training, whether it's just to get a massive pump, or whether it is to actually destroy them, get bigger muscles. You can do a drop set for a few sets in a row. It's quite soul destroying, but it can be a bit of fun, and it can be sort of a way just to end off a workout. But normally what we would do is with a drop set, last working set of that exercise, let's say we're doing 50 kilos rope curl on the cables with the plates. A real simple way you can do this is dropping the weight by 25-30%. So maybe it's about two or three plates. You finish your last working set, 10 reps, and then you drop the weight by 20-30% and go again till failure. You can do this for most exercises. Again, I would probably avoid your compound exercises if you're going to do those. But at the end of some exercises, I would be definitely throwing in a a drop set. Again, wouldn't do this on every single exercise, because if you start, let's say you have a heavy leg day and you start doing this on every single leg exercise, by exercise two or three, you're gonna have no energy left, you're gonna be out of breath, and your muscles are gonna be so fatigued, you're good luck doing anything else. So usually save this for maybe one or two exercises in the workout, and pick it however you want. Usually I love these on like lunges. You can do like weighted lunges, and then on the last set, you do as many as you can, and then you drop the weight and just do body weight lunges for as many as you can. Really burns out the quads and the glutes. Following on from a drop set, we can do things like triple and quadruple and double drop sets, all that good stuff. These are really great for things like at the very end of a workout on the very last set. So for me personally, like I would do this on a leg extension at the end of a more hypertrophy focused quad or leg day, where you can do, for example, we got 50 kilo leg extensions and we drop it down to 40, do more reps, drop it down to 30, do more reps, drop down to 20, do more reps, and we go to failure on every single one of those exercises. Really great way to get a massive shoulder pump, a bicep pump, tricep pump. Don't usually do this on anything super heavy. So any machines, any cables, usually a great way to do this. Again, I would never ever do these on like a hack squat or a leg press or a machine sort of chest press sort of thing. I'd stick to maybe a single drop set for that one. But for everything smaller, you can definitely go into double, triple, quadruple drop sets, whatever you want to do, however you want to destroy yourself that day. This one's a bit controversial, but we've also got half reps and quarter reps. Now, before you go attacking me in the comments or whatever, I always train full range of motion, and the set ends when your full range of motion with perfect technique is no longer happening. So you're doing a lat pull down and you feel like you're only getting to halfway, and you start rocking a little bit. The set's done, you've lost your form, you've lost full range of motion. But what we can do is, if you are trying to sort of push that muscle to complete failure, something you can do at the end of, again, hope probably at the end of your last working set, but you can incorporate these into some of your first, second, third sort of sets as well. You don't have to do this just at the end. But what you can do is you finish your full range of motion exercise, and let's say it's a lat pull down again, and at the very end, we sit at the top half, and we just push out as many, it might be one, two, or three reps, but we just do the top half of that movement with good form. Again, we don't try and rock and sway. Good form, half reps, just to try and really fatigue the muscle and push it to its absolute limit. And then if you want, after that, you can go to a drop set as well afterwards to really destroy your lats. Love doing this on things like bicep curls, on the preacher machine bicep curl, where you do full range for the first 10, 15 reps, and then at the very end, you sort of just do the top half of the range, and then you do the bottom half of the range right at the end, and it really does burn your biceps out. Really great way. So again, always train full range of motion. Want to avoid injury, don't want to hurt ourselves, don't want to lift too heavy because we're only doing half reps. But after the half reps are done and we're really fatigued, if you want to chuck in a few half reps, quarter reps towards the end, go for it. Finally, we've got a back off set. Usually what these are done from after a heavy compound lift or after something really heavy at the start of your workout. So for example, I love doing these. We'll do a heavy squat. We'll work our way up pyramid way up to, let's say we go up to 120 for 8 reps, for example. We would do one set of really heavy, maybe 140 squats for like 4 reps, and then we'd back off set down to 120 and do maybe, it might even just be 2 working sets of 100 or 120, whatever it is on that day that we're doing. So we're sort of overreaching a little bit on the first set, we're sort of working our way up to that first set, and then we're gonna back off set for 2 sets, which a few more reps, lighter weights, really focusing on technique, but it should almost feel lighter than normal because we've sort of overstimulated our nervous system to be lifting that heavier weight, and then the back off set we can work the muscle a bit more. So I use all of these training principles myself. I use them all in all my programs that I've been writing. I use them with my one-on-one clients that I've got at the moment. I usually program them specifically for myself, for my clients, into the programs, depending on the goal of the program, depending on the goal of the client, depending on the goal of the muscle, whatever the target is. But when I program them in, I ensure that we're not overusing them, like I said, because if you overuse a lot of these techniques and we're doing all these all the time for every single exercise, we're going to overwork the muscles, we're going to cause injuries, it's not going to be great, we're going to cause reduced recovery and fatigue, because we want to ensure that we're going to maximize muscle growth. That is the goal of using all these techniques. If this sounds like something that you are interested in, feel free to flick me a message on Instagram at Jake Bowler with an extra R on the end, and we can organize getting you stuck into some of these training principles. And that's going to wrap up this week's podcast. I hope you all enjoyed listening to the podcast this week. I kept it nice and short for you. As some of you might know, I'm currently in Canada. I'm set up in an Airbnb at the moment, so trying to just work with what I've got, but also trying to keep content coming to you guys each week. And I want to drop this off because I enjoy doing it and I enjoy giving you content. If you found any of this podcast useful, interesting, you're going to start implementing any of this, I would really, really appreciate it if you went and shared it with your friends, your families. You know, take a picture now while you're on YouTube, pause it now, take a picture, tag me on Instagram, chuck the link up if you want to, if you're feeling really adventurous, share it with some friends, share it with some families. I love all the support. That would be incredible. While we're here, don't forget to like, subscribe, turn the notification bell on, leave a comment if you really want to. It'll help the algorithm go upwards. Again, for those who want to dive deeper into any of these concepts, I do have my one-on-one VIP coaching program going called Ascend. We work on mindset, we work on fitness, we work on your health, we work on your diet. We've got weekly training modules to help level up your own knowledge around diet and training to help you break the cycle of having to actually have a coach all the time. If you can learn all the tools yourself to be able to propel yourself beyond where you're at now, stop holding yourself back, stop making excuses, give you the ultimate mindset to take your body, mind, and physique to the next level, let me know, send me a message on Instagram, and let's get you started now. But thank you for listening again. Really appreciate it. And I'll see everyone in the next one. Peace.